a girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Yes. Once a week, we test Dave on all things girly. On a quiz we love to call the girly quiz. He works with two girls. He lives with lots of girls. And when we started the show, we said we got to put him to the test and teach him a thing or two. Because it was very apparent he knew nothing.
I knew nada. And now nada. I know everything.
But now he's grown into a fully fledged
girl.
Girl boy. He's a swan. He's looking for a fourth win in a row this week.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible stuff. He's learned a lot over the last while, it seems. Just to say, before we get into the girly quiz each week, we do talk about all things female, from body parts, anatomy, pregnancy, periods, etc., etc. If there is conversations that you haven't had with little ones in the car that you might be a little bit uncomfortable with, keep your hand on the dial.
I'm like uncomfortable with them too.
Yeah. So. He's uncomfortable constantly. The girly quiz is with Irish Life Health, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. One of Dave's lifelines is the Phone a Female, and we do have our Phone a Female standing by.
Yes, that's Jade. She's there, and just for coming on, nice Jade, you've won that pamper hamper, whether you know the answer or not.
Oh,
let's get cracking.
Shivers down my spines, that
every
one.
Every time.
Three for three is what you need.
Let's do it.
Dave, question one I think is fairly straightforward.
Okay.
Name three different brushes a woman might use when doing her makeup. I need three.
Ah, what? That's impossible. Makeup brush, a hair brush.
Look at our faces and think about where we'd put makeup on and what kind of brushes you'd need.
I think you'd need a brush for your... You see, I don't know what the name of them are. Like, I think I would just call them the eyelash brush, the eyebrow brush, and the hair brush. The
we can't accept hair brush.
The eyelash brush.
Eyelash brush?
Yeah, like, you know the thing when you put on mascara and it's kind of brushy?
We're not going to give you that one.
Okay. Three brushes. Do you know what? I've won the last 3 weeks. And I think that there has been one constant that I've done in those 3 weeks.
Mm.
And that has been to get my Phone a Female on for the first question.
That's yes.
True.
And you've gotten a bit of stick for that.
I have gotten a bit of stick for you. However, it has worked. So I think I'm going to call in the troops and I'm going to call in Jade. Wow. Morning, Jade. How are you? Oh yeah. My God, if she's not there, I'm going to die.
Jade, yep. You will die if you're not there.
Jade, tell me you're there.
I'm there.
Okay,
I'm
thank
here.
God, thank God, thank God. Okay, Jade, I got 30 seconds on the clock. I need you to tell me three types of brushes that makeup or women would use for their makeup.
Okay. Foundation brush, blusher brush, and powder brush.
Foundation contour. Brush. Okay. Blusher brush. And what was the other one?
You could do contour.
Contour brush. Okay, Jade.
Do you know what any of them are? What does that mean?
Foundation. I don't know why. Oh, a brush, I suppose, like a paintbrush. Yeah, I've seen them. the blusher. No, I'd imagine same thing as a makeup brush. A contour, I'd imagine maybe a little skinnier.
Well, because they're all called brushes, they would tend to be quite similar. What is your final answer, David?
Foundation, blusher and contour brushes. Let's go.
Yes, well done. And thank you, Jade. You smashed it.
No problem.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It, Jade. See you later.
Nice one.
All
okay,
right,
yeah.
Let's do this.
You do seem to call in the troops on question one a lot these days. And like you said, it tends to be working for you.
Would you have accepted eyebrow brush, eyelash brush and makeup brush?
Eyelash brush, no, because we've learned several times on the show on the girly quiz that a mascara brush would be more of a spoolie.
A spoolie.
Yeah, we did that. We would have accepted like eyeshadow brush.
Ah, damn it.
There are many eyeshadow brushes.
I didn't realise that there were so many brushes.
Some people would use that. All right, question two, Dave. How many carats is pure gold?
How many carats is pure gold?
Mm-hmm.
I would say...
You've heard of something carat gold?
Yeah, like... 16 carat diamond or something like that. It's like a... But I think it's just... I think you can have any amount of gold in carat. I don't think this is a girly quiz question.
It is, Dave.
I feel like women, being the receivers of rings...
Typically for engagements, would have maybe a little more insight on this.
I'm gonna shock you, I think, by getting this correct.
Okay.
Without even using any lifeline.
Be careful.
I think... It's one. I think it is 1 carat gold.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
You've just lost the girly quiz.
No! Oh, damn it.
Aisling, on the count of three, let's sing it, okay? 3, 2, 1.
24 karat magic in the air.
Oh, no. Oh,
Bruno
crap.
Mars was giving you the answer.
I really thought you could just have like a one carat and it was just for a cheapskate.
No, you can.
Honestly, don't do that.
Don't
so
do what
you ever have, get engaged.
You possibly can have one carat, but the question was, how many carats is pure gold?
Right, okay. I thought the carat was the pure gold. It was just like the size of it, and it was a tiny, tiny little...
Little
like I thought it was like a little bead.
I think that was a tricky question, but...
We thought Bruno Mars might
have you're going, when you're going for four wins in a row, they got
to
get...
I just thought that Bruno would be able to afford more gold. Do you know what I mean?
No, he just gets pure.
So I...
Mark was on already. He says... Face palm.
I'm sorry, Mark.
You were quite far off with one.
I'm letting the side down. I was so confident as well. I was like, I'm going to shock you by getting it right.
Oh, dear.
Question number three on the girly quiz this week, Dave, is this. What is afterbirth? You have a lifeline.
What is afterbirth? Afterbirth, I think... Do you know when a snake kind of like... sheds their skin. That's what I think the afterbirth is. I think the afterbirth is the thing that kind of was around the baby in the like a shell. Do you know what I mean? Like almost like a chicken and an egg and a snake in your scales.
I love being compared to snakes.
Nice to have the womb compared to snakes.
I'm not comparing, I'm just saying.
Have our beautiful bodies.
Our beautiful
make
wombs
magic
compared
to a snake.
Or like a literal
or
like
egg.
To just crack. Cracking wombs, is that what you're talking about? Cracking wombs.
I think that's... I think it still comes out of the woman who's just given birth. And I think it's connected to the baby. So it might be connected. Oh, is that what the umbilical cord is connected to? No, that wouldn't be right. No, it could be. Okay. Sorry, I know
it's
I'm
giving
taking...
split personality.
Okay.
So... You have a Simplify, Dave. We're just reminding you of what you have.
I know. I hate using the Simplify, though. Because
you've already lost, so...
I've already lost. That's true. I don't know how to actually describe the afterbirth. I'm going to say that it is... another piece of thing.
Baby.
Yeah, it's not really a piece of... Actually, do you know what? Let's just bloody simplify it. I've no idea how to describe it.
All right, Ash, it's been a while since I've heard your dulcet tones making the simplify sound.
What is afterbirth? A, the time after giving birth when you have a lovely long nap.
Yeah.
Or is it B, the placenta and fetal membranes discharged from the uterus after the birth of offspring?
See, this is why I hate the Simplify. And yous are always so proud of the Simplify.
I love
that
the Simplify.
That sucked. That was terrible. Because she just given me the answer.
Well, that one of them is obviously the answer.
No,
that's
but it should
point.
Be. It should be like a 50-50. You know when on I'm a Celeb and it's 50-50 and like I still don't have a clue.
I want it to be hard.
I knew exactly.
Great. That's fine. We'll take you up on that.
Placenta. This what second one you said.
Don't act like you knew. You didn't say the word placenta.
you alluded to a bit of the baby.
It's that one. It's the
They're
placenta
going for
one.
B. Final answer.
Correct.
What a terrible, terrible girly quiz.
It's supposed to be back end. back in the glory days.
What one was your thing? Like, he'll never get this. What was your
I actually thought the afterbirth would be harder, but I thought you'd just use the Simplify on carrot.
But didn't
I kind of thought you might get the Bruno Mars.
Didn't I describe the afterbirth well?
Like you did.
Like a snake like, shedding its skin.
I get it, yeah.
Like a chicken coming out of an egg.
You're some man for a metaphor.
That's
you
me.
You really are.
It's the girly quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Another Jade was on. I think you guys need to switch it up some week and do the manly quiz. It's been done,
oh,
Jade.
Oh, believe me.
We can only do it once a year.
Me and producer Callum spent an hour trying to come up with the questions, but there's Emma and Ash to figure out the questions in seconds.
Yeah.